Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gator Framework Studio in Music City. It's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about good food, it brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I'm still not Kristen. I'm Kat. Kristen's still not feeling well. So she's not with us again this week, but we do miss her. Like I said, I'm Kat. I am a experiential producer. I am a film historian. I am so far behind on my reading list this year. It's only like the third week of January. I can't catch up already.
Yes.
I was going to say.
And I'm joined by.
Yes. Al Jongo, lifelong Disney, Marvel, Star Wars fan, podcaster. And welcome to the show. If you haven't already, please make sure you like, share, subscribe, and click that notification bell when we post new content. We do that every week, twice a week, for Dining at Disney podcast. And today, we've got a bunch of cool updates. We've got snacks, new snacks. We've got changes to Disney restaurants and menus, as well as what's coming to Downtown Disney, what's up being updated, as well as a shop closing, a restaurant closing. But Kat, I hope you had a great week. I know that we record two shows in one night, so you're gonna, you know, so if you heard last week, we talked about our favorite concerts and stuff that are going on, but you're talking about being behind on your reading list. What are you reading
right now? I'm reading book 6 in a series of murder mysteries that I've been enjoying.
Okay.
And I have the first 3 books in a series. They're the Tegan Frost novels.
Oh, Tegan Frost, right.
Yes, it's like Alias meets X-Men, or so it says. I haven't started them yet.
Okay, very good.
I have a lot of books out of the library right now. I don't know how they put up with me over there.
No, that's good. That's good. I'd like to say I read a lot, but I actually do Audible because I have a pretty long commute day in and day out. And I recently finished Patrick Stewart's biography in his own voice, which I loved. Big Star Trek fan, as you know. And I think Patrick Stewart is a gem. Sir Patrick Stewart, amazing. I am reading currently halfway through The Rise and Fall of the MCU. The Rise of the MCU.
That's the Joanna Robinson one.
That's right.
I love her. She's great.
Yeah, she's great. She put together a really great book. It's very in-depth. A lot of behind-the-scenes stories about the power struggles within Marvel and the different forces at work, what movies get greenlit. Behind the scenes of Kevin Feige and the story group and visual effects department, et cetera, which is absolutely fascinating. I have been watching reaction videos in this rabbit hole that is YouTube of Avengers Endgame.
Sure.
And no matter how many times I watch it, I love experiencing and seeing the look and reactions on people's faces during key moments of the film. And to me, that is just it's such an amazing film. And it brings me back to, because you and I are both film lovers, you being yes. more of a student of film and me being more of a consumer of film and media. But it brings me back to the movies I love. You know, the Star Wars original trilogy, the Back to the Future movies, the Goonies, just stuff that I absolutely love, Karate Kid, you know, just stuff that I love as a boy growing up that I still love to this very day. And I feel that way about the MCU, especially the first 10 years of the MCU, because They are my childhood characters come to life. Iron Man being my favorite superhero of all time. And so seeing them react to that time and time again over the past couple of weeks, just kind of in the background as I watch it, just it brings it all back. And it's really great. And this book is really cool. When it comes down to it, it's really cool. But yeah, Audible. I'm a big fan of Audible. And I, like I said, I recently finished that, and I had also finished Dave Grohl's book
Oh, that
recently.
was good.
Melanie C's book is amazing. As you, of course, I talk about Spice Girls all the time. I'm a big fan of Spice Girls, so I read Mel when I read Mel's B, Mel B's book, Mel C's book, which is great. So
Have you ventured into the Britney Spears?
I haven't ventured into Britney Spears. I did read Phil Collins' book recently as well.
Yes.
Which is crazy because I'm a big 80s nerd and a huge Phil Collins fan. And it's just amazing how these talented people are just people.
Oh,
And,
yeah.
as a kid, and even now to this day, we put these people on a pedestal, modern day icons, idols, if you will. And I always knew that they were just regular people, but just the fact that, sometimes they're just down on themselves or they sabotage their own success.
Absolutely.
Their own thoughts and stuff get in the way. It is what it is. But it for me, I can kind of look back and say, yes, this is a flawed individual, but I can still enjoy the art that they produce. And same goes for Patrick Stewart. Patrick Stewart is just a great actor, and know that he is as revered as he is as an actor, a Shakespearean actor, and the GOAT. Along with Sir Ian McKellen, I mean, they're just wonderful actors, and just to see that he is a flawed individual, he is human, just humanizes those people for me, and it's just a great read. So anyway, I encourage people
Definitely.
to seek out those books. They're really great, and the MCU book is just amazing. So
Yeah.
yeah, did you like that book?
I loved it. I listened to Joanna's podcast over on Ringerverse, which I
Okay.
highly recommend if you haven't listened to it. She
I need to.
and Mallory
Yep.
are amazing. They're so great.
Yeah.
So when I heard that she was like writing a book, I was like, excuse me, Los Angeles Public Library, put that on your list of things to buy right now. I need it. Put me in line immediately.
It's a big book.
It's big.
It's big, but you know what? I mean, it covers, the first 10 years of Marvel Studios and beyond, and you know
It's in
what?
depth. They do some great interviews and it's good. I really enjoyed it. You
Yeah.
know, being people who are like involved in the news of what's going on and have been involved in the news and what's going on for like the past 10 years, seeing things that we weren't like immediately privy to, even in a past sense, is so fascinating to me, especially in like future, looking at future filmmaking by looking at past filmmaking. You know, you have to, yeah.
And it also shines a light on the development process. Because there are
Yeah.
times and times that they've been trying to bring these franchises to film, and it took forever to get Guardians of the Galaxy made. It took forever to get Luke Cage made as a, which was a series, a movie, then a TV show, and just the way it all went down is just fascinating. And oh, another book you need to get. I did get my copy of Dave Bossert's book, Nightmare Before Christmas, celebrating now
Yes.
35 years of A Nightmare Before Christmas. And it is an amazing book. Disney Editions put it out. If you're a big fan of A Nightmare Before Christmas, please go out there, seek it out. Use our Amazon link for Dining at Disney to pick it up. It's a great coffee table book. It's just an amazing love letter to fans that are big fans of Tim Burton and A Nightmare Before Christmas and all the great filmmakers that were involved in making this groundbreaking stop motion animated film. It's just great.
Exactly.
So please check that
Exactly.
out. All right, so we're talking about news and food, of course, as we do every week, as we kind of settle in. And
Yes.
there's some big news about a closing over there at Disney's Boardwalk. What's going on with Big River?
Yeah. So Big River Grill, which I had never eaten there before, I've walked past it about 1,005 times. As of January 21st, which was this past week, they will no longer be operating. They are closed now permanently, and something new will probably be going into that space over there on the boardwalk. They're doing a lot of work on the boardwalk. We've been talking about it for months. The cake bake shop, Blue Ribbon Corn Dogs, is coming. I'm sure there's only going to be more as the rooms over there are refurbished for DVC. They've got a lot to do to get this place back up to its glory. And I think slowly phasing out the old things and working in new things, with the exception of jelly rolls, obviously, because that's an institution.
Yeah.
It's going to do them a world of good.
Yes. Yeah, I think so too. It's as they say, it's a little long in the tooth. It's in definite need of a makeover. And Big River Grill and Brewing Works has been around as I guess as a chain restaurant for many years, and we have a Big River Grill, or had a Big River Grill in Nashville downtown for a while, and you can tell it's been a while since I've been downtown. I try to stay away from it unless my band is performing and I'm playing there, or I'm entertaining people. I try to stay away from downtown because there's so much tourism going on in Nashville.
Of course.
Nashville. But Big River, they have great microbrews there. The cheesecake is absolutely wonderful. Their nachos are tremendous. And it's been maybe 3 years since I've been there. I was there with Kristen and Bubba and Taylor with our kids a few years ago, right as Nashville was reopening from the pandemic. And so it's been a few years. But yes, it's definitely long in the tooth and definitely a need for a makeover. So I'm glad it's kind of getting a facelift. And, you know, the good news is that Disney is offering employees too, from what I understand, an option to stay through the completion of the cleanup to remain on staff and keep their salary so that they can work in this new, whatever this new place is going to be. So that's good. I'm glad they're doing it. You know?
Yeah.
But it just goes to show, you know, you've been there a million times and you've never been inside, Kat.
It's so true. I mean, I feel like if I ever went, I don't really get to the boardwalk as often as I would like. But if I go over there, it's always like it was to go to Kat Cora's place.
Yes.
Before that closed. Yep. Or it was to go to Abracadabar.
Yep.
Or to go to Jelly Rolls, of course.
Yes.
And those things are like later on in the evening. We've already had dinner. There's no really need to go in those places. But yeah. Maybe they'll put something really interesting in. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they will. Something that's great. Yeah. It's got a great theme, as Disney has been known to do.
Yeah.
New snacks is another big headline right now over there at Walt Disney World. Kat, what's going on with these new snacks?
So, also on January 22nd, it was National Polka Dot Day.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. And there are some limited time snacks you can get still. First up is the Minnie Mouse Kitchen Sink Sundae. So, it's the Minnie Mouse version of the kitchen sink. Yeah. You can get that at various resorts around the property. It, of course, comes in that little Minnie Mouse skirt kitchen sink. We love it. At Hollywood Scoops, you can get their version of the kitchen sink. It looks like it has a little red velvet macaroon, some popping boba, you know, all the goodies that you could possibly want.
Yes.
The always available Minnie Mouse Dome Cake at Emirates Patisserie that we talked about a couple weeks ago that you can actually learn how to make if yep. you're so interested. And the Minnie Mouse Waffle Sundae at Marketplace Snacks at Disney Springs is back.
Awesome.
Which I think is a big, big treat for people. They liked that one.
It is. The Minnie Mouse experience are really nice. And I do encourage that mini kitchen sink because it's got all the flavors I love. Mm-hmm. So it looks delectable, of course. And who doesn't like a good Minnie Mouse dome cake? Because I do.
Gosh, I'm so jealous of anyone that can eat that or go and make it. I wanted to do that so bad.
Sorry, Kat. Yeah.
Okay, it's all right. I'll get over it.
Well. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say there's some other menu updates we can talk about. Lots of things happening because of, obviously, the Valentine's Day and also Black History Month that's coming up. But over at Baseline Tap House, they've removed the coffee rub ribeye beef puff. Oh. It's probably for the best. That sounds suspicious. at Catalina Eddie's, they've removed the frozen rum berry lemonade. Over at Animal Kingdom, they have added a s'mores churro at Tamu Tamu Refreshments.
I like that idea.
Yes. And at Terra Treats, they've added a s'mores dessert pizza.
I like the s'mores action here.
Hello. Sounds good to me. At Disney Springs, at Polite Pig, they've added a barbecue au gratin. At Emirates, they've removed the strawberry and hazelnut crepes. Do what else? Sunshine Churros also has that s'mores churro.
Yeah.
Oh, we talked about that already. I'm just going through these looking for the new stuff, because if you listen to the Valentine's Foodie Guide episode, a lot of this stuff is on the Valentine's Foodie Guide episode.
It's true. It's pretty lengthy, so go back in the archive and check that out if you haven't.
Yes, it's wonderful. Olivia's at Old Key West has added a buttermilk fried chicken strips dish.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Yes.
Over at Disneyland, Smoke Jumpers has added a raspberry cheesecake shake.
Ooh.
Delicious. The Blue Bayou has added King's Icebox Cake and Chocolate Basque Cheesecake.
Wow, that sounds great to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola Refreshment Corner has removed the Chili Verde Firefly Chips and added a chili cheese potato dog. Aljon, have you seen this potato dog?
I haven't.
We're having an earthquake literally right now.
Oh, my.
Anyway, the potato dog is a hot dog inside of a baked potato, and it's got like Flamin' Hot Cheetos on top of it.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
It's ridiculous. I love it.
Awesome.
Ugh. Over at Pim's Test Kitchen, they have added a Fuzzy Logic. I believe that's a beer. I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Cozy Cone added a Seaborn Tangerine Margarita.
Ooh.
And a banana split churro that I think we already talked about. But either way, it still sounds delicious.
Yes.
Hollywood Lounge has added a Desert Pear Vodka Sour.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. All this stuff we've already talked about. A Lunar New Year is still ongoing, so a lot of this stuff is for Lunar New Year over at Disneyland.
Yeah.
I think that's...
It's
most
about
of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot happening.
Well, I like it. And
yeah.
It's great. Yeah. Go back in the show archive and check out the Lunar New Year episode. Also the Valentine's Day episode. And of course our soulful episode from just a few days ago, and get to check out everything that's going on for Black History Month. That's tons of great food going on and events going on at both Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort.
Yes.
Dig it. Yes, absolutely. So, you know, Kristen would normally be here telling you all about what's going on for the Disney travel deal for this week. And once again, I'll just reiterate, if you're just now tuning into the show and checking out Dining at Disney, you may not know that Kristen is an amazing travel and vacation planner. She's been doing this now for over 15 years. And sending people on their merry way, saving money along the way, and navigating through the difficult task, which is planning a Disney or Universal vacation, or any cruise line, for that matter. And right now, there's a deal going on for Disney Plus subscribers where you can enjoy a free Disney dining plan when you purchase a 4-night, 4-day Disney World travel package. And Kristen has got you the hookup for that. That includes also options for Park Hopper. And if you extend your stay past 4 days, you even get more value with a Disney dining plan for free. It's amazing. Of course, a Disney dining plan, not only does it allow you to have flexibility with the food actually part of the deal, which saves you a ton of money, but it's also accepted in over 200 participating dining locations, which is nearly every place in the Disney parks and in resorts, as well as some at downtown or at Disney Springs, almost at downtown Disney. How dare I? A lot of great deals that are going to be taking place. So if you can book anywhere from the Disney Deluxe Villas or the Deluxe Resorts, Moderate, or even the Value Resorts, you can get tremendous savings with the Disney Dining Plan. And of course, that is good for stays from July 1st through September 30th of this year. So please take advantage of it. And it makes sense. Chances are, if you're listening to this show, you're already a Disney Plus subscriber. So all you have to do is prove that you are a Disney Plus subscriber to take advantage of this deal. And of course, for that and all kinds of great deals when it comes to Disney vacations here stateside, Disneyland, Walt Disney World, you want to check out Star Wars Galaxy's Edge or Avengers Campus, or check out the brand new Disney Cruise Line ships that are going on, the Disney Treasure, which is accepting bookings right now, or of course Universal and Nintendo World. You can definitely check that out as well. I encourage you to check that out. I'd love to check that out myself. Please email Kristen with her experience, and she'll save you time and money and aggravation and send you on your merry way to the best vacation ever. So email her at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com, themeparksandcruises@gmail.com, and let her know that you heard about it right here on Dining at Disney. Yeah. It's almost like I do this for a living. It's wonderful.
Woohoo.
All right. Hey, Kat, there is updates going on there at Downtown Disney.
This time it's Downtown Disney for real.
Yeah, Downtown Disney for real over there at Disneyland Resort. Just tell us all about it.
No, I already talked enough. You tell us about it.
Oh, for heaven's sake, I just talked about the travel deal. was not expecting it. So here are the latest going on. They've got the first look at Parkside Market, and Parkside Market looks absolutely amazing. It's basically, yes, they're continuing on this evolution of the Downtown Disney District, and I love this makeover. Parkside Market has got a diverse group of culinary concepts from Levy's restaurants, and Levy's is one of Disney's dining partners, opening up themed restaurants across Walt Disney World and Disneyland resorts, and it'll bring Soul Sister into this Parkside Market, which is a fast casual modern eatery that will serve Korean forward menu options like the bibimbap, which I love, the right Korean rice bowls. They also have another restaurant called Sip and Sonder, serving lattes, fresh treats, frozen drinks, and Caribbean inspired bites. They also have Gigi's Chicken Shop with chicken sandwiches, salads, classic dinner table sides, and a second story bar with great views of the district to sip signature craft cocktails and mocktails paired with tantalizing appetizers. And this Parkside Market is pretty cool. It seems to me like almost like an arcade or dining court that has a bunch of little mini restaurants inside, which is something that we have here in Nashville, and I know you have over there in LA.
Definitely.
Basically it's almost like a co-op, Mm-hmm. They have a bunch of different restaurants under one roof where people can kind of gather and eat in different kind of places. But I'm down with Soul Sister. I love Korean food. I'm a big fan. I've had to trim my red meat consumption over the past few months, but I do love me some beef bulgogi. I love it. Mm-hmm. As you know, Kat, you probably have it too, because it's not, it's something that doesn't have gluten in it. So
yeah, I love Korean food so much.
Love it. You're a kimchi girl, right?
Oh, I love kimchi in any form, radish, cabbage, green onion, you take your pick. I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah. And the rice bowls are great. Bibimbap is bibimbap. I said bibimbap, but it's bibimbap. It's just wonderful. And yeah, so I guess there's going to be a lot of it. And it's a nice open concept, very clean, a lot of seating for everybody in a central bar. I think it's going to be great.
I agree.
Yeah. And if you're fans like me of Earl of Sandwich, I am a big fan of Earl of Sandwich. They've got an all new two-story location. And we've been talking about this on the show now for several months about Earl of Sandwich. A two-story location over there at Downtown Disney District with a quick service Earl of Sandwich shop on the ground level and a table service gastropub upstairs. So they're kicking it up another notch. Mm-hmm. So they've got a temporary Earl of Sandwich pop-up opening soon near Star Wars Trading Post there at Downtown Disney. So pick that up, go over there, pick it up. You'll be able to get sandwiches as the original 1762. One of my favorites, the Full Montague. And my absolute favorite, a holiday turkey sandwich as well. It's all their handcrafted wraps and salads and sweets. They've got great cookies, which the kids love.
We have to add this because as soon as I found out, I was so excited for her. But right now, if you go to Earl of Sandwich at Downtown Disney, they are featuring some desserts made by the amazing Chef Barb over at B Suite in Sawtelle neighborhood. Her restaurant over there is amazing, and she makes ube cheesecake and pineapple upside down cake and a bunch of other things I can't eat, but at her brick and mortar, she makes a hollow hollow that is to die for. But you can get Chef Barb's sweets at Earl of Sandwich right now, and I highly recommend them. They're all delicious, especially right now during Lunar New Year.
Well, there you go. It's great. And Chef Barb, Filipino?
She is.
There you go. I mean, that's just the I'm Filipino Chinese, so I grew up with those dishes. The ube is amazing, and pineapple upside down cake is great. I've heard a lot about it. I've never eaten there, but I know about Chef Barb as a Filipino. It's like you have to know that, and like Jollibee. Those are like the two great places.
Exactly. Chef Barb, Big Boys, and Jollibee are all Southern California staples. I don't care what anyone says. They're amazing. So
yes, Jollibee's fried chicken. yeah, check that out. And Goldilocks too, if you just happen to be in a Filipino bakery area too, if you're down with Filipino food. So anyway, yeah, that looks absolutely amazing. The Earl of Sandwich, it sounds great. Now, Kat, this is great for you. A sneak peek at Paseo and Centrico. And then they're announcing Tiendita?
I think it would be Tiendita, like a little store.
Tiendita, yes, a little store, that's right. So this is the center of the district, the new Paseo and Centrico and Tiendita. I'm so bad with this Spanish, but it's created by Michelin star chef Carlos Gaitan, and the Paseo upstairs dining room on the first floor of the Centrico Courtyard Bar and Restaurant will serve upscale Mexican cuisine and tequila based cocktails, and Tiendita will offer the chef's Mexican heritage flavors on the go with street food. And that sounds amazing. So please check that out. That sneak peek looks great. And I love the brightness and the openness of it. This is what taking over the Uva Bar, right, area?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, that looks absolutely amazing. And of course, absolutely. I love going to Downtown Disney because being also a musician, I love seeing the live music that's there. There's all kinds of great stages and roaming musicians at Downtown Disney. And now they've got Downtown Disney Live stage and lawn, and it looks great. Now you can dance and sing along to various genres of music, including Motown, rock, jazz, pop, and reggae. And you can check out, they've posted an entertainment schedule for seasonal and specialty performances throughout the year. So this is just, once again, another outstanding kind of metamorphosis taking place there at Downtown Disney. And of course, they have all this, the great restaurants and places that we love to talk about here on Dining at Disney, Ballast Point, Black Tap Crafts and Burgers, Naples, you know, all those great places there. I just happened to click on to the live entertainment link for Downtown Disney. And while there are no events, they do have a live entertainment over there at the Splitsville and Atmosphere Entertainment over there at Downtown Disney Live. Yes, they're presenting the Wayu Band and Jazz Kitchen Music. So they do change those schedules there periodically, so you can always check out over there at the hours and events calendar for the Downtown Disney District. Just press that link and check out the calendar of entertainment and live bands performing. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty awesome. Let's see, Kat. Is that it?
I think that might be it. It's a lot.
Wow. We're getting it out, I tell you.
I don't know what it means for as far as park expansion, but I'm really excited to see where this all goes and like what happens, because the building that's going to house the Din Tai Fung is like almost complete, and now that Tortilla Joe's is going away, I'm sure they'll replace that building with something. So I'm just interested to see where it's all going. I think it's really great.
Yeah, it's happening in phases. And for me, the concept art for Downtown Disney as it links up to various points in the park and how it will connect to the expansion of the Disneyland Resort looks like they are just turning out every single square foot of that resort into some awesome themed restaurant or shop or, future park expansion attraction. I mean, literally taking every single space and are making something out of it. I mean, and once again, I mean, it's not like Walt Disney World where it's pretty expansive, right? I mean, they have an entire, city there at Walt Disney World Resort where they can just build and expand and do all their things. The Disneyland Resort is very finite. There's not a whole lot of space. The city of Anaheim has grown around the Walt Disney or the Disneyland Resort. So what else can you do but just kind of churn every single square foot into something that is awesome and meaningful and well themed, right?
Definitely.
So, well, I mean, you're the experiential producer, so you can take a look at all this stuff and go, wow, I can see all the puzzle pieces come together, right? In your mind.
Yeah, I mean, Disney's always so hush hush when it talk when they talk about like what they're trying to do over there, on stuff that's like not already announced. But I'm interested to see like if they continue down this path of updating and expanding. The only next logical viable step is to then work on expanding the footprints of those theme parks. And they've had a couple of like preliminary things go out where it was like weird footprint layout, taking up more of that like backstage space and pathways over things and across things. And I think I'm not a master planner by any means, but I think that the science behind the usage of space and how they like map out their square footage, it's like its own science in itself. I think it's really cool because, they have to get the most money per square inch over there. They're locked into that space in Anaheim. And the Anaheim City Council, bless their cotton socks, are not always the most, flexible or ball playing group. I understand that they have their own agenda and things they need to preserve, and that's totally fine. But, the puzzle pieces and finding a way to fit them together is like one of the most interesting and gratifying parts of the industry, in my opinion, as a nerd. So
It's
it's
creativity.
cool.
Yeah, it's creativity. It's that planning. And I think what they're doing with Downtown Disney is that they're building up. And I feel like that's great. I mean, give us multi-level experiences, rooftop dining, give us these multifaceted spaces that have different experiences within a larger venue, right?
Exactly.
Make use of that space. And people won't mind. I mean, that's what it's all about. Like, how are you going to utilize the space? Let's build up. Let's build up and give people these multi-level experiences. And let's, as they say, surprise and delight and super serve the audience, right?
Exactly.
And what they
Exactly.
want, because if you build it, they'll come. They'll come in droves.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, give us something to talk about on this program, which is awesome. So, hey. Kat, you and I did it. Two
We
shows
did
in a
it.
row, just you and me. I know Kristen is going to be on the mend, and so that is pretty awesome.
Kristen, I
So,
miss you.
we
Be
miss you.
well, please.
Yes, she will. She's going to be great. It's going to be great. So, anyway.
Thank you for listening. We hope you've enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure to like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell. Yeah. You are the reason we do the show, so please support us by sharing and giving us a 5-star review. And speaking of support, if you enjoy what we do, consider becoming a supporter on Spotify or shop our links: Amazon, Disney Store, Kingdom Strollers, and Garden Grocer. You can find them at diningatdisney.com or, of course, in the show notes below. Al John, tell everyone where they can find us.
Of course, we're on all the social media, but mostly on Facebook. I feel like Sam the Eagle when I say that. We're on all the social media, but mostly on Facebook.
Yeah.
For Dining at Disney. We've got a great thriving group there. It's super large. You can join it. It's absolutely free. And interact with us. I encourage everybody to leave those 5-star reviews and leave us those voicemails. We want to hear your voice in an upcoming episode. Please do it. Of course, you can find me, Al John Go, on Instagram. The best place to connect with me, at Al John Go, A-L-J-O-N-G-O. And you can check out my podcast with awesome, renowned, and award-winning author Dave Bossert, filmmaker, former Disney animator, and Disney Parks person. Over there at Skull Rock Podcast, wherever podcasts are heard. We talk about pop culture. We talk about film. We got to have Kat on to talk about film at some point. But we also interview Disney animators, filmmakers from across animation. People from Disney, of course, but also Sony Animation, Warner Brothers, Hanna-Barbera, Filmation. We talk to it's mostly about animation. And it's awesome. So check out Skull Rock Podcast. Another great podcast to check out would be Cats. Eat the Pictures is there. The show archive is up. And if you, once again, we talked about Cats' take on soul food, which is apropos for Black History Month. But you can also check out the show archive because she recently, we talked about the Avengers and everything. And she definitely went in to talk about all the MCU films and food, which was awesome. What a great podcast that was for that. But check out Kat and her Instagram, Catastrophe, at CAT_ASTROPHE on Instagram. I think I spelled that right.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And follow Kat on Instagram.
Yeah. Well, like Aljon said, join our Facebook group if you haven't. And be sure to check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. Sorcerer Radio can be found at srsounds.com and, of course, on their beautiful app. Until next time, I've been Kat. That's been Aljon. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.